Merrill called a few days after my conversation with James and asked me to come home for a wedding. He was about to marry his 7th wife, Lorraine Steed. There was no way I could refuse. When I got home, Tammy told me that Merrill's daughters, the ones he had married off to Uncle Rulon, had arranged the marriage because they wanted their father to marry someone nice. I felt revolted. Merrill's daughters weren't supposed to be arranging marriages. I realized that my daughters were not going to be safe. How could I ever tell one of my girls that her marriage was the will of the prophet when, in fact, it was the will of her older sisters? Merrill's wedding was full of pomp and grandeur. He was now in his mid-60s. Lorraine was 20 years old. She went through the motions as robotically as I had, stiff, scared, and resigned. After the wedding, I gathered up my 4 children and we drove back to the motel. When Jeremy got back to the motel after his vacation, he told me Barbara had been badgering him about me. She was questioning him about all sorts of bizarre behavior she thought I was involved in. Why weren't the daily reports longer? How much did I spend on cleaning supplies? Did I charge everyone who used the bathhouses? Jeremy was disgusted. All of this time, I thought I was working for Merrill and keeping him from losing his motel. But Barbara is the one running this family. I'm not scrubbing toilets and making beds for her. Jeremy said he'd told his wife he was going to look for another job. I had 1 weekend at home before he quit. I was riding home in a truck after church with Tammy and Merrill's other wives. Tammy made a point to tell a story about a teacher she knew who'd celebrated his anniversary with his wife in Caliente. He was there when I was managing the motel alone, pregnant, and overwhelmed with work. When he saw Tammy at school, he said, "How can Merrill send one of his wives off miles away from home to be in a rank area like that?" She said Merrill replied, "You tell him that I sent Carolyn to Caliente because I'm trying to get rid of her." Everyone roared with laughter. Merrill was bragging about putting me in danger. I could not believe what I was hearing. Tammy couldn't get enough of this story. When we had guests over for dinner after church, she told it again for their benefit. Merrill and his wives thought it was just as funny the second time. I felt stricken. The guests weren't sure how to react. That was the turning point. James had pointed me to the door. Now I was ready to walk through it. I took my plate into the kitchen and went to my bedroom to get away from Merrill and his sickening wives. I started packing my things to return to Caliente. Thoughts were coming fast. If Merrill wanted to get rid of me now, why would he take me with him into the kingdom of God in the next life? I realized I could spend the rest of my life enduring his abuse so I would not have to go to hell and then find myself sent there anyway by him after I died. When I realized that either way I was going to hell, I thought that I could at least escape from the hell of living with Merrill in this life. Even if I didn't end up in hell, I knew I did not want to spend eternity with someone I hated as much as Merrill. I did not even bother to say goodbye. I strapped my children into the van, and we headed back to Caliente. In the coming weeks, I asked my sisters to come and help. Each time I had a chance to go back to Colorado City, I moved some of my things back to home. I didn't want anyone to realize I was quitting Caliente, but my bedroom had an outside door, and I deliberately moved things in after dark. I was finally ready to leave Caliente for the last time. I walked to James's trailer to say goodbye. Again, he told me that I had to leave Merrill. I said I understood his concerns, but still didn't know how I could. My 7th child was due in a few weeks. I told Merrill I would not be going back to the motel. He sent Barbara to run things, which was a disaster, and then sent Tammy. The rest of the family thought I was worthless for staying at home, but I didn't care. My life with Merrill had ended. I was finished with his family and its sick games. I didn't know how I would ever escape or where I would go. Leaving seemed impossible, but staying wasn't an option.